Welcome to Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast, where we talk about the behind-the-scenes curtains stuff, activities, and works that goes on at the North Bend Theater. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater. Joining me, as always, is Skylar, the manager of the North Bend Theater.
Well, thanks for stealing my intro.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess I've done it the same thing with the other podcasts of like sort of taken that over, and it just like adds for a smoothness.
It was
like
smooth,
there's always
yeah.
a pause.
I was waiting for my cue though.
Yeah, which like yeah. It's kind of weird, like most, like any radio show you listen to, usually it's just like intro, like there's either a pre-recorded intro or the host will intro. I guess I mean, we're co-hosting, so realistic, and I won't be here for much longer anyway. You and I actually have to talk about that.
That means I have to do the intro, or unless someone else takes this over, and I'm not looking forward to that.
I don't know. Well, I think we're going to have to drag Evan into it. Yep. I guess the benefit is... when Evan moves in with me, I'll be here to help out.
That's
so
true. You'll be there in spirit.
Still show up in the background. or honestly, you guys might even record off of my rig still. So, same great
we
sound.
We'll just refer to you as the producer.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. Do you guys want to like
every now and then we see you shouting in the background. We're like, oh no, the producer's angry.
Can you give me like $10? $10 every other
episode?
Week? Yeah, $10 an episode.
Heck, I'd be willing to pay for that.
I'll do that. I will produce this show like nobody's business for $10. If you're listening and wondering why we're off topic, it's because we don't have a whole lot of topics to cover.
Nope. it's business as usual. North Bend Theater during COVID.
Monday through Sunday, aka 7 days a week, 5 to 8 popcorn soda candy is available from concessions. You can either purchase online ahead of time from northbendtheater.com. There should be a nice nifty tab button somewhere on that homepage.
Shot button up top.
Yeah, it's there. I personally haven't used a whole lot because I just work at the theater.
Pick up the popcorn.
Yeah, I'll buy it before I go. I know it functions on the website. I just don't use that method a whole lot. So you can find it there. If you want and have not ordered online, or you just can't get that confangled thing to work, we do drive up as well, or walk ups. We do ask that if you are walking up, we will greet you outside of the theater and take your order from there. Or drive-ups, we can walk up to your car. We will not get in your car, but we will walk up to your car and receive.
Just hop in the passenger seat and be like, hey, want some popcorn?
Hey, how's it going? We will exchange information as to what kind of goodies you would like and how much those goodies will set you back. As far as financially, so.
All right.
That is still happening. That hasn't changed.
On that concessions note, the Film Fest Fridays, with our partnership with the North Penn Film Festival and Volition Brewing, is still going on. I believe the film will continue to be available until a new film replaces it sometime in June. And along with that series is the Film Fest Fridays concessions bundle, which is still available for walk up and in the store. And it shows a sale price of, I think it's like $26 or something along those lines. It's the regular price you'd get for the bundle, which is 2 large popcorns and 2 medium sodas. But if you enter the promo code Film Fest Fridays on checkout, it reduces it to $15, which is a screaming deal for 2 medium sodas and 2 large popcorns.
And if you really wanted to get that bargain, then you can get the refills for those large popcorns, and you can get away with 4 large popcorns if you are
one ticket at Regal.
If you are, you're not wrong. $15 for if you are very jonesing for popcorn, which I mean. If you're a big family, You know, four large popcorns is nothing to sneeze at. But if you are one singular Steven Nelson that is trying to enjoy a movie, a large popcorn is a mountain to climb. So,
well, you could give yourself the full movie experience. What you do is you watch some short films or some movie trailers on YouTube.
Okay.
And consume the first bag of popcorn and soda, because okay. That's what you normally do during trailers anyway. Uh-huh. Right?
And then I don't have to get out for the refill. It's
yeah,
there.
You have the second bag and the soda ready for the actual movie.
There you go. Yeah, that would work out. Yeah, I have a hard time with a medium, let alone two larges.
don't eat dinner beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Popcorn might seem light, but it definitely fills you up. That is a screaming deal that is going on, and so far from what I've seen is... some might say criminally underused. It is fantastic. If you're listening to this and at all come and get popcorn and soda, yep. Go use that, because that thing is...
And of course, as part of that, you know, rent the movie. you should watch the movie. You don't have to watch the movie to get the deal.
Okay. You can use that deal outside of...
Yeah. It's just... to bring attention to the fact that we have Film Fest Fridays going on, and this month's film, or at least the film that started a week and a half ago, is The Painter and the Thief, which is about a thief who stole a painter's paintings, and then she like tries to track him down, and then they like, I don't know if it's fall in love, they get in a relationship, they get together, but it's, I thought it was a story, but apparently it's actually a documentary.
Huh, interesting. So,
yeah.
I feel like I'm thinking of another short film about painting and stuff that was in last year's lineup from the North Bend Film Fest.
Mm.
That was about, like, a dude... No. It was, like, a woman that murdered someone and then used their blood to paint paintings or whatever. It was quite...
That's right, because it had a very horror kind of theme.
Yeah,
the
it was quite a short film.
Yeah,
I want to say it actually won a couple of awards too. So it's kind of a shame that I can't think of what the movie's title is. What's the our coupons or how does our partnership with the North Bend Film Fest and these Friday movies work with Volition's Brewing? Because that is a thing that is also happening.
Volition Brewing, you take your receipt from renting the movie, you know, on your phone and email or whatnot, or you can print it out if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can then, I actually haven't tested it myself, but you can either, you have to order ahead, mm-hmm. and go on their website. There might be a promo code. But you can then get a discount on one of their to-go crowlers, order ahead, and then go down and pick it up. During the certain times that they're open.
Okay. So then you can also get a discount on local brews as well when when watching.
It's like a whole package.
Movies.
You get, I mean, I guess it's a lot of fluid if you want to get the local brew and the soda.
That's
but you
true.
Get the theater kit, the popcorn, the soda, and you get your drink of choice from Volition and a movie.
I mean, the benefit is you're watching this movie at home, so you can pause it whenever and use the restroom. So, you know.
And you have 3 days to watch it once you... rent it.
Once you rent it and click play or something like that?
I don't know. I think it is 3 days from when you rent it, and okay. You can watch it over and over during that time.
Right. There's, because I know other streaming sites, when you rent a movie, you have 7 days to watch it, and then once you start watching it, you have 48 hours to view it before it goes away or something like that. So
now you get straight up just 3 days.
Okay, straight up 3 days. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Beyond that.
And on our website, if you go to northbendtheater.com/filmfestfriday, there's information on Volition and our discounts and the link that you can grab there or from the North Bend Film Festival's virtual cinema website will take you to the specific page on Volition's website to get that deal and to order a crowler.
Okay. But how do you say that word?
Crowler?
growler.
No, it's actually called a growler, and I have no idea why. I don't know if it's smaller than a growler.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay,
growler,
so you're,
but with a C.
We're talking about two different things then.
Yeah. It's like this. I think it's the same concept, but it's like smaller.
Okay. Google is autofilling growler versus crowler. I'm going to an article from craftbeerjoe.com. Please, this website's not functioning well. Why are you doing this? I want to bring an answer to this because I am confused. Oh goodness, now there's a third one called Bombers. What? No, I have to go to another website because Craft Beer Joe was just not loading. Let's see. Glass growlers and aluminum crowlers. Let's see. Promise of a crowler. A crowler is a can? Growlers are glass and crowlers are metal cans.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I wonder if they can their own soda or their own beer. Because they make their own beer there.
I don't know if they would. They might have enough space to do it. I've actually helped out with bottling mead. If anyone's aware of the local Sky River Meadery or Sky River Mead, they're based out of. Oh God, I think it's Monroe-ish area. Just
I
want to
say Sky
River is
like Skycomish, so it's probably up north.
Well, it's so some of the processes up there, but their tasting room and stuff is just outside of Kirkland, I believe. My family has been family friends with them for absolutely years, but I'm not going to go into the super long tale of how we know each other. I've helped, having known them, I have helped them out once, maybe twice, if I remember correctly, with bottling their mead. So they store it in all of their barrels, and because of their, they have a smaller output, they actually have, they rent out a truck that allows them to bottle.
Oh, that's cool.
So they basically pipe in the mead from their kegs, basically. And then through all of the machines of the truck. So like someone is like stacking, they're pulling out the empty bottles from the boxes and then putting them into the machine so that it, labels them and then, feeds it in to fill them. And then someone at the end or someone like midway is like putting on like the whatever wax seal or whatever to then get pressed. And then it comes out at the very end and then it's, I think at the very end, all of the bottles are then reboxed and then sent down a chute so that someone can then take the boxes and stack them up on pallets and stuff. So it's a cool, like 12-ish man, like crew, to do that kind of thing. So I don't, it is run out of the back of a semi truck, but that is also like wine bottle size. I don't know if cans could be done in a smaller footprint. So. I don't know. Unfortunately, I've never been into Volition proper. At this point, I can't actually go in.
I've been in the front, but not in the back where they do everything.
I would love to go down there and
get a tour sometime.
Yeah, take a tour, do some tasting, because I don't do that a whole lot. I don't go out and taste beers a whole lot. So, for when things get better.
Yeah. Moving on to more of our virtual cinema. This last weekend on the 29th, we had three new films added. These are all films from Distrib Entertainment. first one is Papicha, which is about a girl in the 1990s Algeria during a time of strife. I think it's like a civil war or something like that. Fighting for her, like, I don't know what to call it. Freedom of expression by putting on a fashion show at a time when that was considered not great, taboo.
Mm.
There's Someone Somewhere is our next film, which is actually a film that's entirely in Italian with English subtitles.
Interesting.
And that one is about a couple that are basically going through the motions of life, suffering things like insomnia and loneliness and stuff like that. And they're wanting to find someone else, find their life partner. And they literally live like right next to each other and constantly are missing each other. I watched the trailer. And it's really funny. So it's like a romance where the two people don't actually ever interact until what seems like the end of the movie.
Interesting.
So that one looks kind of fun. And then there's CRSHD, Crushed, which is a romantic comedy about teen girls. So, I forget what the exact plot was. We added this one the very last moment.
Are the descriptions not up on the website?
I'm pulling it up right now. It's a comedy about these three girls, and the two girls are trying to help the third girl get into this super exclusive party because she's still a virgin and wants to do something about it. So,
right.
Yeah. it's a really weird romantic comedy thing.
Okay.
Is what it's labeled as far as genre.
Crushed, spelled C-R... How do you spell it?
C-R-S-H-D.
Interesting. Yeah. No, like, decimal point, so it's not like an acronym or something?
Yeah, no, it's like, and the art shows that, those letters, plus like a little broken heart symbol, so it's like, I don't know if it's shorthand text lingo.
Oh, yeah, that might be. Interesting.
So. We have those three as of last weekend, and then this upcoming Friday the 5th, we have Santiago Italia, which I actually didn't check what that one's about. I was focused on last weekend's films. Then we have Balloon, which is a story about a family escaping, I forget if it's East Germany, West Germany, the bad side of Germany. No.
Oh, good heavens.
One of the sides of Germany during when they had the wall up. During the Cold War, and they managed to make an escape in a hot air balloon.
Ah, interesting.
It looks really cool. That one I'm super interested in. And where's Santiago Italia? I haven't read up on this one too much, so I don't think I can really describe it really well. But we will be getting that one on the 5th as well. And kind of a fun update. I know in the past I teased that some films were ending after a certain amount of time. So the only film that is actually ending was the Etruscan Smile, and that was on the 31st. So yesterday, as of when this podcast comes out.
Right.
Everything else is just up indefinitely. So we will just continue to add films to our virtual cinema, and they'll just be there.
That's
until their online theatrical run is over.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Now I really need to go watch, what is it, Slaying the Dragon?
Yeah. Yeah, we were going to be pulling them down, but then we talked to them and said, hey, what do you recommend? What's a good time frame for pulling down a movie? And they're like, well, you know, we really don't have any. You can just kind of leave them up there. Like, oh, okay.
Cool. Now we have
Sweet.
More options.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No need to. I mean, now it's on our website, so if the film is online, there's a good chance it's available through our virtual cinema, at least for our indie films.
There is one that I've seen that the Kiggins is getting. Why do I want to think it was called Wonderful or something? There's an anime film that is out. Unfortunately, it's not.
I saw that.
It's not. It doesn't have an English dub yet. It is in Japanese with English subtitles. That seems Ghibli-esque in its portrayal, but it is certainly not. It's the themes and sort of beats that the trailer show seem a lot like a Studio Ghibli film, but its art style is not that of Studio Ghibli.
I'm pulling up their website here. It looks like they have a lot of the films we have, but they actually have a few I haven't seen yet that we'll probably be getting here shortly. Yeah. Papicha, Crushed, Diana Kennedy. And their images they put for these are so large, and my internet is so slow that it's taking forever to load this page.
We should talk with them more. With all of everything going on, we should chat with them a little bit more.
We should. They seem very cool. I know I stole a lot of ideas from their website when I was building ours.
I don't know if you should admit that in a podcast.
Well, as far as like, oh, I like how that's designed. You know, they have a good layout, so.
Editor, keep that in.
Totally. I mean, I'll tell them. I'll tell them that. I don't care. It's a compliment. I like it. Oh, okay. So it loaded everything on the page except for the one film, that one film. It won't load it for some reason.
Oh, there you go. I should just pull it up from Twitter.
Is it Marona's Fantastic Tale?
That doesn't sound right.
Oh no, that's something else. That's a really artsy film. That's not up on their virtual screening room yet. Maybe it's incoming soon.
No, actually it might have left. They might actually be keeping to a schedule. Let me look at Twitter and try and disregard all of the depressing things that are happening.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Kagan's Theater, and then we'll just scroll down. Yeah, I think it got removed last weekend. Let's see, French Shorts. Now showing. Nope, those are all live action. Oh, looks like they're promoting Crushed recently. Popcorn Stuff.
I saw the ad for that, and I was doing something else. I didn't really have time to stop and look at it.
Goodness gracious, where? What?
Yeah, we'll be continuing to get more films and continue to add films. I'm trying not to have us add films all at once, so that for our viewers that are keeping up and watching the titles they like, it's just not like an overwhelming amount of movies all at once. Each weekend we'll add a few more and add a few more, and they can digest the films in small pieces.
I think it's The Wonderful, but I don't know for sure. I think I'm on the same. I think it got removed.
Okay.
Or no, not The Wonderful. The Wonderland, I think, is what it is. Let me scroll down further and see if I can get an official. It's actually something that Evan and I talked about briefly. Yep, it's The Wonderland.
Okay.
It was 11 Arts is actually doing the North American distribution for it. So okay. It would definitely be something we could get then.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They had it in a virtual form?
Yes.
I will look into getting us that then.
Yeah, it might. There's a small chance that it might be unavailable because it might be out of the online streaming thing. Or it could just be something that Kagan's Theater is doing more consistently.
Maybe we can get it as part of our Animated August later on.
I have some. Evan and I were coming to a consensus. Evan and I were coming to a consensus the other day. He and I came to an agreement that we just don't think it makes sense to try and do the Animated August right now.
Well, if not this year, I mean, like, next year.
Right. Yeah, next year, because definitely we'll have the English dub will be out for that movie. Hopefully the English dub will be out for that movie. Animated August this year, we talked about it. We're like, well, we could, you know, it would make, scheduling-wise, it would make sense to do because the North Bend Film Fest isn't happening in August as well, so we would have more days available. And we would have a lineup of, you know, three movies that would work. The only problem that lies is, one, we wouldn't be able to get the maximum turnout that we would hope for if we actually do get, you know, an absolutely huge amount of interest and desire for a turnout. We couldn't fill the auditorium with it. And then on top of that, we're starting June, and in our previous experience with getting licenses for Animated August, it takes the longest time. And we certainly don't have that between now and August.
So, especially since a lot of people are not in their offices.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it would have been awesome to have it online and available, but I think the couple of movies that We want our from producer, not producers, distributors that wouldn't be super okay with doing online stuff. So,
okay.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, probably definitely next year.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think it pretty much wraps it up for stuff that's going on. There's not a whole lot, just a lot of virtual cinema. Mm-hmm. And at some point next month, we'll have another Rock North Bend live stream. But I don't have any more details on that because there is none.
Live.
Other than we're looking at it.
Live music directly to your living room.
Yeah.
It's the spiritual successor to FM radio. Twitch.tv/TheNorthBendTheater or Twitch.tv/NorthBendTheater?
North Bend Theater.
Okay. Twitch.tv/NorthBendTheater. Or yeah. Just NorthBendTheater.com, and there's like a live stream link that, you know, you can watch in webpage.
In webpage.
On the theater's website. So
yeah.
Embedded. As the technical term is. I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. We're still going. We do hope to open at some point. But we are
hoping, maybe fingers crossed, later in June. But you know, we'll see how things roll out.
Yeah, we're but a simple gear in the machine of everything and decisions and functions and numbers and all of that stuff. So,
yeah,
we'll be open at some point, unless we're not. In which case, there are bigger problems.
That is true.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah.
This bye week.
Yeah, bye week. I sometimes forget. I almost forgot this week of like, oh, wait, we have a podcast to record. So
I completely did forget. You're like, podcast? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep, that is a
thing.
Oh, goodness. All right. We'll catch you in 2 weeks in the middle of June.
Maybe we'll have some more fun event updates by then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Things. If you're wanting more consistent updates, follow the Facebook page. I don't know. I assume the Instagram is being updated with fun pictures and info as well. Stop by for concessions 7 days a week, 5 to 8, online ordering or drive up. So come get some,
yep,
some snacks. Actually, a fun little tidbit. For all of those numbers of people of you listening to the podcast that a handful of weeks ago got those sweet tart straws, the cherry sour tart straw things.
Oh, please tell me we're getting more.
We don't know when we will be doing it, but we do have a box that is coming with our next order. So.
Yeah.
keep it locked to our social media channels as to when we will be doing that as a bonus. We hear
yes,
you.
Please.
We've heard enough people ask what happened to those. So we have ordered another box. We will be doing that as a sort of bonus. I don't know at what point if there will be enough demand to just permanently add it to our candy selection.
I vote permanently add to the candy selection.
I guess realistically, if enough staff want to do it, then it's just a final decision from Beth's. From Beth will then approve.
Although
it, so.
I will probably be guilty of snacking on those two.
Often. Oh yeah, yep.
So good.
All right, we'll catch you in 2 weeks with some more updates. Thank you everybody for listening. Keep it locked to the facebook.com/NorthBendTheater or NorthBendTheater.com. If you have questions, reach out via email or Facebook Messenger. Email business@NorthBendTheater.com. I think that's it.
That's it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.